It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, folks, welcome to it. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter.
Right,
yo,
man.
Yo, podcast time. As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Give them a call, man. They're there for you. 269-876-0882. Or find Gilson Cycle on Facebook. A lot of great stuff on there as well. G-I-L-S-O-N Cycle. Gilson.
Gilson.
Also, tell him thanks for bringing you the After Show podcast, or yell at him for bringing you the After Show podcast. Either one. All right, here we go. It's facts and opinions on your After Show podcast. Pure facts, terrible opinions.
Here you go. Facts.
Pure facts. Pure facts. There we go. Fact number one, opinion number one. In the 18th century, rich people would hire real people to serve basically as human garden gnomes. The ornamental hermits would live in the rich person's gardens and dress like a druid. What?
Dude, people are fucking terrible back in the day. Seriously, like people had like no more. I get it. You were raised back in the day, and that's how it was. But dude, just looking back at some of the things, like that. Like, come on. Like, but, here's the funny way is how they worded that too. The rich people would hire. What'd they say? Real people? Yeah, they're human beings. Yeah. Like you.
Yeah, it would hire real people to serve as human garden gnomes. Here's the thing, though. Okay, so, and they'd have them dress like a druid. Okay, so they have them, they'd have them dress as a priest, magician, or soothsayer in the ancient Celtic religion. So, but honestly, that doesn't sound like a bad gig, man.
I mean, maybe the people liked it. Maybe they get money for it.
Better than being out there being a blacksmith or having to, shovel horse shit down the mains. I mean, good God. Yeah, hell yeah. I'll go live in a little hut in a garden for some money. Act like a magician. Come on now.
Yeah, well, it depends. Maybe you'd have to talk to a few of the druids.
No. You want to know what a shitty job was, literally. I might have told you this before. There was a job where your job was to literally wipe the king's ass. I am not making this up. And it was considered a high-ranking job. Your job was to wipe the king's ass.
It just blows my mind that the king wanted somebody else to wipe his ass.
Well, you know, he's probably in, you know, big king clothes and everything. And I don't know, maybe you don't want to get shit on your ruffled felt cufflinks, you know. So,
you know, it's like you look at the rich people now today. People talk about the 2%ers or whatever, and it's like, yeah, they're looking down their nose, you know. But dude, I feel like back in the day it was just way worse. Like if you're a rich person back in the day, it's just like you were such a turd, you know. It's so just proper and you know what I'm saying.
I mean, culture
was different.
Dude, it was so different. And the people just kind of put up with it. You know what I mean?
Like,
if you were a peasant, you were a peasant, and you fail, well, you can never be royalty. You don't come from. And it's honestly, there's still royalty there. Like, there's things that people don't get to do because they're not royalty. And it's like, shut up. You think I'm going to sit there just because just because you say, like, you come from royalty, like, oh, it's been this way. It's been in this family. We're the king and queen, and it's like, fucking who says? That's why we left. It's like, I'm not listening to this just because these people have passed it down. Who made you the ruler? Let's overthrow that shit. No, that's stupid.
Such a simple time and the brain just wasn't there. Yeah. You know? I mean, just so different, man, thinking
fuck
about
that. Right now, there's a baby that people are just in awe of. It's a toddler. Oh, he's going to be our next. It's a baby. You're sitting there kneeling to a baby. Yeah, good job. God. Good job, Europe.
Baby doesn't know nothing. Yeah. He's just looking around.
Oh. Prince George, let me kneel to you. You're still eating lollipops and pooping in your pants, but I'm going to kneel to you. Fuck you. I ain't doing that. Come on now. Ridiculous. Anyway, that's my thought on it. Fact number two, opinion number two. Before the company Tecmo was making classic video games like Tecmo Bowl and Ninja Garden, they manufactured cleaning supplies and yachts.
Huh. Yeah. Cleaning supply and yachts?
Yeah, cleaning supplies and yachts. So kind of a widespread thing there.
Right.
Okay. Well, we have cleaning supplies and we have yachts. Okay, very good.
And video games.
And video games.
Like to clean and play a video game and enjoy a yacht.
Yeah. After you're done cleaning your yacht with our cleaning supplies on the yacht that you bought from us, you can play video games on your yacht that we made.
Hey, no joke, though. Thank you, Tecmo, for that.
Yeah,
game.
Dude, Tecmo Bowl is great, legit.
Great part of my childhood there.
Fact number three, opinion number three. Brian May of Queen, their guitarist, has a PhD in astrophysics. God, I'm a fucking moron. Jesus. Astrophysics. But he's an astrophysicist, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I knew this. Dude, actually, that whole band is, like, smart.
Who were we saying again?
Queen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, nice.
Yeah, Brian May. But, like, that whole band actually is, like, super smart. All the guys are, like, smart.
Here's the thing with, if you're musically talented, like, the way your brain works in that way, you're going to be smart in other ways, too. There ain't no dummy who's picking up and making music. That's just, I mean, maybe, I don't know, but yeah, typically not. Like, a lot of these guys that are musicians, that are really talented musicians, are really intelligent in other ways.
Oh, too, yeah, so. For sure. I think music affects the brain differently, and a lot of them playing for as long as they have, I'm not saying they're all geniuses. I mean, there's a lot of rock stars out there that are, you know, probably idiots, but I think there's something to that creative process. The way the creative mind works is probably a little bit different.
It's the creative process. I think I watched something on it one time, something about the rhythm, too.
Yeah.
The way you can, like, you know, there's just a pace to everything. There's a pace to life, and I think it helps you out in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, I always thought, and, like, my parents were good. They were like, look, you can't just do sports. You got to play an instrument, too. So I did the saxophone, and then I picked up the guitar, and I'm glad. I wish I would have just started younger and done a better job of being motivated, like the piano. If I ever have kids, I'm having them take piano lessons, whether they like it or not, and doing it. Because I do think it does. It helps, I think, the brain kind of function in a different way. There's the two sides of the brain. So anyway, and then they won't end up a dumb radio jock like me, you know, telling fart jokes and talking about wiping the king's ass. You know what I mean? So
you big dummy.
You big dummy. Fact number four, opinion number four. The word egregious comes from Latin, where it meant exceptionally good, but people kept using it sarcastically to the point where the meaning completely evolved, and now it only means exceptionally bad. So originally, egregious meant like, oh, this cake is egregious, which means this cake is good. This is an egregious cake. It's an exceptionally, but now it's like, oh, your baking is egregious.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that word, to be honest with you.
Egregious?
Yeah.
I like that word. I throw it out there sometimes. Again,
not ringing a bell.
No, that's because you're a dummy. That's because you're a dummy. No, I throw it out there. It's not like I use it in my everyday vocabulary, but if I'm being dramatic or you know, waxing poetic, I may throw it out there, but. You know
why you know that word? Because you read books. That's why you know that word.
Top to bottom, left to right.
Ain't nobody walking around saying egregious.
Only smart people. Not you, you window licker. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. All right.
That's egregious.
Actually, you know, before, because we could do a whole podcast on words. It's just the English language itself, dude. Yeah. It's so weird. Like, it's crazy. It's weird. Like, there was something on Reddit. Wait, hold on.
Every single word in the English language is in the dictionary.
Not everyone, because we're constantly adding to the dictionary.
Right.
You know, every year Webster does their, like, you know, like 10 new words that they add to it. So, yeah, we're still developing words. We're developing slang and language and everything like that.
Because I've always wondered that. I look at the dictionary. I'm like, so you're telling me that every word is in there? I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more words. So, I don't know. I never asked that question before.
I'm sure there's words that have maybe been missed, but they've done a pretty good job getting them all in there. But yeah, we're still adding to the dictionary, and we continue to add every single year. It's weird, man. It's weird. There was a thing on Reddit, and you may have seen it, and it was a photo, and someone, it was like, they put like, IDK, WTF, like, anyway, but reading it, like, the whole point was, like, if you were to show that to someone from the 50s, they'd be like, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? But for us, like, I can read it like, I don't know, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I in my brain, I can read that. And that just goes to, who knows? Maybe our language will go to shorthand stuff, LOL, you know, I mean, it's weird, dude.
Abbreviations?
Yeah.
You know, I remember like a few years ago when they inducted YOLO into the dictionary.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Jesus. No, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, all those people have died off. All the people that said YOLO are dead. YOLO!
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Take that one out. Yeah. Can we kick it out?
Yeah, please.
You're out!
Please. That and bay. What a dumb word, bay.
Bay. Dude, I can't stand bay.
Bay caught me slipping.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you. That's one of the words that, like, not a lot of words, like, make me grit my teeth, but, man, bay
yeah.
will do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that word. Bay. B-A-E. Doesn't it mean shit in, like, Dutch or something like that?
I don't know. And just everything about the word. The way they say it.
Yeah.
Why they say it. The reason
people,
they're saying
the
it.
The people who say
the
it.
The people that say it. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Words, am I right? Fact number five, opinion number five. There's a 5-star hotel in the Ukraine that used to be a Nazi concentration camp. Yeah, maybe not the smartest. Maybe not the smartest.
In my room... I can't do those jokes.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's, no.
I can't.
I'm one of those two that when I was younger, I could make those jokes. Like, but now it's like,
Once you actually like see the documentaries and you get a little info about it. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that there's people out there that are Holocaust deniers?
That's insane.
Yeah. It's nuts. The fact that this earth has flat earthers and Holocaust deniers, it's like, are you kidding me?
So I'm telling you, when these people come around and they start talking about it, just look at them and kind of nod real fast and open your eyes. Yeah, and just walk away.
Yeah.
It's just walk away because that's all you can do. That's all you can do with these people.
Yeah, because there's no reasoning with them. There's none. There's no reasoning with these people. None.
They're not there to reason. They're not there to reason. They're there to tell you what's happening or what's happened.
Yeah.
So
the same kind of people who thought 5G towers were causing COVID. It's like, are you?
Oh, Jesus.
My God. Moron. Anyway.
Could you imagine staying in that hotel, though?
I don't think I'd feel comfortable. I would not feel comfortable there.
Dude, there's got to be an aura around that building. Yeah. That's just
like I'm sitting here watching Lifetime in a room where there used to be, you know, Jews persecuted and held there against their will.
Yeah. I'm going to go get the bed and breakfast down there at the Holiday Inn. You guys can stay here. Hell, I'll stay at the Red Roof. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I will sleep in my car. I'm good.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, there you go. 5 facts and 5 opinions for you here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Every day we bring you 5 random facts and 5 opinions. And, you know, the opinions are usually garbage. But, hey, it's our opinion and you got to listen to it. It's your fault for clicking on it. That's going to do it for us here. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Same place, same time, or whenever you're listening to this. Maybe you're in the future and you're listening to this at a former concentration camp. Hotel. Who knows?
Future people, man.
Maybe they don't even understand what we're saying. It sounds like gibberish. Huh? Think about that.
You know?
Whoa.
Did you just hit a bong?
Whoa, man. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.